time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com, where you will find wonderful New Age products, CDs, DVDs, books, really cool stuff like Moroccan lamps and incense and all kinds of really neat stuff. And also by alternativecancer.us, where you will find somewhere around 1,000 pages or more of information dealing with cancers. And you can get test kits where you can test to see which treatment is going to be the most effective for you or your loved ones. Keep in mind that the test kits require two people because it's kinesiology testing. And so it does take two people to do that unless you're familiar with how to do it on yourself. There's tons of information there, so if you or someone you know has cancer, please do check that out. We have a lot of resources amongst us to help those that are suffering from this, and I heard some statistics today saying that 1 in 10 people has cancer now. Not a surprise, you know, given everything that's been going on, but our guest tonight can help a lot of people with that, and we're going to be talking with Laura Langstrand about Psych-K. And listen up, because this is really going to be interesting. You can change your belief system, including your belief about being sick. And once you change it, then whatever the problem is kind of disappears, because it's all programming. So welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you, Dr. Valerie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, I just enjoy you so much. I have to tell the listeners that, you know, since we did our session yesterday, and listeners, I really went into it. Boy, I told Laura, I've got enough stuff to keep you busy for a long time. And like everybody else, you know, we all have stuff that was programmed into us. And I've gone through a lot of changes just in the last 24 hours. And we're going to do a demonstration today. And so, listeners, you'll get an idea of how this works. It's very easy, very gentle, but very powerful. So, Laura, if you would, start out with explaining what Psych-K is, where did it come from, what's the premise behind it?
Psych-K is actually, the word Psych-K stems from a combination of psychology and kinesiology. It was developed by Rob Williams back in 1988. This came about, you know, he was a psychologist himself, and he was a little frustrated with, you know, the talk therapy and just talking about the same problem over and over for quite some time, a year or two. And with a little frustration and prayer, and he went into prayer, he went into some deep thought, and a lot of information came to him. And it was created, you know, it was combined with a lot of modern techniques and a lot of old, you know, ancient techniques, and it was tested for 20 years on thousands of people and many, many groups, and it is actually found to be very, very powerful stuff. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I was very impressed because I've always been looking for the elegant solution, and I go back to that old, well, it's not real old, but the Twilight Zone. It was either that or Night Gallery. There was an episode, had to be more modern because it was in color, but there was an episode where there was a guy who went around and he spoke one word into a person's ear, and they screamed bloody murder and passed out, and when they woke up, they were shining with love, and they became as gods. And they were going around, everybody that did that was going around, you know, doing that to everybody else. And when I saw that, I thought, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, right there, instant enlightenment. And, you know, Psych-K is about, you know, it's pretty close.
We have a lot of negative beliefs, and they're held within the subconscious mind. And, you know, through lifelong programming, through programming from our parents, from our siblings, from our teachers, we get these beliefs. And a lot of them may not be supportive and may actually be sabotaging us in the long run, like money doesn't grow on trees, and why can't you be like your sister, and you'll never amount to anything. You know, just a statement like that just gets absorbed into the subconscious mind. And then we always have that in the back of our minds, and we're like, geez, why isn't this working? Why can't I get ahead? And when a lot of therapies, you work with the conscious mind, and you say affirmations, and you say them in the mirror, standing on your head. But as you know, they take a really long time if they work at all. What I love about Psy-K is that it goes directly into the subconscious mind, where all your beliefs are stored, and all your attitudes and perceptions are. And you can quickly go in there and just reprogram them. It's like taking out an old computer chip and putting in a brand new one. One that's old and outdated, and the one that's really going to support you and just help you. It's like there's no more fighting between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. They're on the same page. And it's like, okay, I can do this. This is easy. It just makes life
really easy. It takes out that cognitive dissonance that happens where, you know, you've done all the conscious stuff and you're saying, yes, I can do this. And underneath, your subconscious going, oh, yeah, sure. How
exactly.
Are you going to do that?
I like to explain it as the guy on the railroad tracks pumping away, I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself on that pumper thing. And that's the conscious mind. And then the subconscious mind is like the locomotive that pushes it the opposite direction, because mm-hmm. your subconscious mind controls about 95% of your entire consciousness.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. And no matter how many times you're going to say, okay, I can do this, and or I love and accept myself, if you have a belief in your subconscious mind that's not congruent to that, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and what really amazed me was finding out that they've done the research and found that before the age of 8, everything that you encounter just goes right into the subconscious. You have no filters. And they say kids soak stuff up like a sponge. But when I found out that they were actually, all of us were actually in hypnotic trance until about the age of 8, it's like, oh, holy heck, what kind of stuff has gone into our subconscious minds? And I don't know about everybody else out there, but my parents were so deep into poverty consciousness. And it's not like they didn't have money, you know, but it was all, you know, life is a struggle. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, you can't get anything unless you work really hard, and blah, blah, blah. And even then, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
money
wow,
is the root of all evil.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually in the Bible it says the love of money is the root of all evil, but that's not what everybody says. They all say money is the root of all evil. Well, and then on top of that, you know, I mean, you get it like 24/7 from your family, and mm-hmm. then it's repeated from all your siblings and your parents and grandparents, and, you know, and that's going in God knows how many times, you know, probably millions of times the same message is repeated over and over in your subconscious. And I, like everybody else, has had a lot of that kind of stuff going on. And I can tell you, I feel so much lighter today after having worked with you yesterday on some of my issues. And, you know, I'm just really jazzed. I can't wait to see what else happens. And by the way, my body has been talking to me today. Oh, Lord.
That's awesome.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens tomorrow. But, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And because I'm very sensitive to my internal processes, you know, I'm picking up all these things and going, oh, look at that. You know, the last time I had that pain was back when blah, 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 you know. And, you know, knowing how healing works, to me, this is like a perfect thing for all of us that are blocked. And, you know, you've done everything you can. You've taken every self-help class out there. and you've been diligent and you've journaled and you've meditated and, you know, you've done everything you can. You've, you know, role played and, you know, seen experts in the field and yet can't get past that glass ceiling, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty jazzed about this. How about we had talked about doing a simple one on me just as an example, and then I have another guest that's going to be coming on that Laura's going to be working with. So can we go right into that, Laura?
Sure. I'm going to go into surrogation with you, and of course I have to ask for permission and commitment. So I'll go right ahead and do that so that I can muscle test on your behalf.
Okay. And people, what she's doing is she is doing applied kinesiology and testing herself as if she is me.
Okay,
so this is what
we
you
are
call
in surrogation.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Laura. No, my name is Valerie. Yes, okay, we're good to go.
Okay.
So is there anything particular you'd like to work on, or is there a statement? I have a couple of statements here that we kind of went over during our session. Would you like to maybe use one of those that we haven't
done
yet?
Let's just do one of them, because since we're running short tonight, let's do, what was that one we were talking about? Oh, I am master of my body, emotions, and life.
Yeah. A lot of people, I love this statement for so many people, because they think their circumstances create their life, or, you know, the economy, or they're a victim, or this or that. They're always blaming things, but in reality, they are master of their body, their emotions, and their life. They just need to know it. You create your life. And you have the power to create life the way you want it to be, because your beliefs create your reality. It's that simple. If you think you're the luckiest person in the world, guess what? You're going to be really lucky. If you believe you're the unluckiest person in the world, there's going to be one thing after another that just happens all the time. And then you feel like this tremendous victim, and why me, blah, 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 and then you spiral into this whole big thing. And I love this statement, because it's like, no, I am master of my emotions, my body, my life. I am the master. I'm in control of my life. Nothing controls my life. It's a great statement. So I'm going to go ahead and muscle test that, see if we need to balance for it. I am the master of my body, my emotions, and my life. Okay, consciously, you're probably like, totally. But on a subconscious level, that little 8-year-old that you were talking about is like, mm-mm. So we're going to go ahead and get the subconscious mind on the same page. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions to your higher self, if it's safe and appropriate, and which type of balance would be best. Generally, 3 balances come up when I muscle test. One is called the new direction balance. One is called the resolution balance. And the other one is a back to the future. And that balance is more of a clarification balance, if you will. I could explain in a little bit about each one, but let's just see which one your higher self wants to do, and then we'll do it, and then I'll explain the other two. How's that?
Okay,
it is safe and appropriate to balance for this goal now. Got a big yes. This goal needs a VAC to the future. VAC stands for visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. That's the clarification balance. If your subconscious mind is like, what? I'm not sure what that means, we go and do this VAC. But since it said no, we don't need to do it, your subconscious mind knows exactly what this statement means, we're going to move along. So every part of the system is ready, willing, and able to balance with this goal using the new direction balance. Okay, I got a yes on that. So this balance we do sitting down, and what I'm going to do is crisscross my ankles in one direction, and I'm going to muscle test. And then I'm going to crisscross my ankles in the other direction and muscle test. And whichever I get a strong response to, that's the direction you're going to place your ankles in. So, Dr. Valerie, go ahead and crisscross your ankles. Your right ankle is over your left.
Okay, got it.
I'm going to hold my wrists out in front of me with my palms facing downward. I have one wrist on top of the other, and I'm testing. Okay, that one's pretty strong, very strong, actually. And this one's really weak. Okay, so Valerie, go ahead and place your, Dr. Valerie, go ahead and place your wrist, your right wrist, over your left wrist.
Okay.
Okay, palms are facing downward. Okay, go ahead and drop your hands and interlock your fingers and place them on your lap, nice and comfortable in your chair. Just to be sure, your right ankle is over your left and your left wrist is over your right, correct?
I had the other way, right over left.
Right is over right and right is over right on the wrist.
Got it.
Okay, so they're both in the same direction, yes? Okay, and make sure your wrist and your ankles are touching, because these are the electrical points of the body that connect with subconscious. So now we're going to close our eyes, and I'm going to do this right along with you because I'm in surrogation. Close our eyes, and we're going to repeat that statement over and over and over to ourselves silently until you feel a physical, mental, or emotional shift, the resistance of that statement. Okay, and once again, to remind you, the statement is, I am the master of my body, my emotions, and my life.
Okay, what I'm getting is, I'm getting an energy running from my solar plexus right up and then down.
You will feel sensations. Keep repeating, stay with the statement, say it over and over.
Yeah, I felt another petal of my heart open. And the lotus of the heart. And I see a little monkey hopping out. He's got his little cup out, too. It's an Italian organ grinder's monkey.
I love that you're so visual.
Yeah, I'm right down the middle, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, he's pretty happy.
Say it about four more times for me. Shifting right along with you. Feel you have shifted, Dr. Valerie. No.
I'm sorry, what?
When you feel that you have shifted, let me know.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay, great. Me too.
Yeah, I shifted as soon as the monkey popped out.
Okay, great. So just to make sure, I'm going to check this process is complete. It sure is. What we do after each balance, Dr. Valerie, is we lock it in. This way we don't have to do it again. Once we do the balance, lock it in, it is done, and we move on. So go ahead and place your finger, uncross your ankles first, uncross your wrists.
Got it.
Great. Place your fingertips together. Your eyes open. can repeat that statement 10 more seconds. I am the master of my body, my emotions, and my life.
Okay, I got the strength in my fingers.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm not just going to assume that it's done. I always muscle test afterwards. I'm going to go ahead and say the statement and muscle test it. I am the master of my body, my emotions, and my life. Congratulations. It's nice and strong.
Cool. Thank you.
This is your new belief.
Awesome.
It's empowering, isn't it?
It is so wonderful, Laura. I just love it. And it's so simple. And I love the fact that you can do one or 16 of these. You know, doesn't matter. Stop wherever you need to. So you have the time to do that. And it's extremely powerful.
And it's great because you can do it in person and you could do it over the phone. I just become a surrogate for you and muscle test on your behalf. And then after the session, we release. And it's great because you could actually have the session in your face and have a cup of tea.
Yeah. And that's the other thing that I love about it, too, because it doesn't matter where you are in the world. All you need is a phone connection.
That's
and speaking
good.
Of phone... Carla, if you would go ahead and call in, I asked one of our listeners to please call in, and you know we'll work on some of her stuff. And you know, listeners, everybody's got stuff. We have got so much stuff that it's scary.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and release this segregation between us, so I can go into with Carla. Segregation is now released.
Yep.
Sometimes I get a no. So I
what?
Ask, is there something your higher self would like to tell me? Yes. Thank you. Yes. Your higher self is so polite. I love it. The segregation is now released. Yes. I always get a really nice thank you. Okay.
My highest self is, it's very, doesn't have any problem talking to me when it wants to get its point across. It's kind of interesting. You know, people say, oh, you know, I don't know. I'm like, oh, no. Trust me, if your angels or your highest self want to talk to you, they can talk to you.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, people don't know the messages they're receiving or they can't hear them. I get that a lot. It's like my intuition is not tuned in. I don't know whether to trust myself. So we do balances around that, actually. I trust myself. I trust my intuitions. I hear, I listen to, and follow through with the messages I receive from my higher self. And the next thing you know, they're actually paying attention. Because how many times have you heard something and ignored it? And then you did the opposite. So it's important to actually follow through with it as well. So,
yeah, you really have to pay attention to the intuition.
Yeah.
And you have to practice it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what they do for men. Women are more intuitive and we're more, you know, we can access a little easier. Guys are very logical. You know, they're very left-brained and, you know, it's all about the logic. So when I, you know, have them in my sessions, they're just so excited to get in touch with the right side of the brain. This technique helps you become more whole-brained by using, it's connecting right brain, left brain. It's based on, you know, the brain dominance theory. And so when you use both sides of the brain, you're able to handle life, whatever comes up in life, so much easier and able to react, and you don't get so upset over things, and you're like, okay, I got this.
Yeah.
Because
well, you know, and I've gone through years of training myself, of doing this stuff consciously, and still had all those blocks.
Mm.
And, I mean, I worked for an entire year on forgiveness, and I worked an entire year on loving myself. and an entire year on harmlessness and, you know, examining all this stuff from every aspect and learning how to really live with my intuition. And really, you know, people say, oh, you know, I don't have very good intuition. And I keep telling them, you're not going to have good intuition until you start using it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to keep trying. You have to keep practicing it. You know, even if it seems stupid. Now, I've told people so many times, I'll be walking out the door and I'll see a book I've read 100 times. And my intuition will say, pick that book up and take it with you. And I'm like, I don't want to take that book with me. I've read it 100 times. And it's like, you know, I just keep on trying, you know, and just following it. Because invariably what happens is if I pick up that book or whatever, you know, whenever I pick up an umbrella or, you know, an extra backpack or something, invariably I will run across someone that I don't know that needs that. And they need that exact thing.
Yeah.
And so it's just been fascinating to watch that happen. And the more that you do that kind of stuff, the more your intuition is going to kick in. So, I mean, I'm here to tell you, it works, you know. And I am just so excited about the Psyche thing.
Great. I got into it, and I did a lot of work with myself because, you know, like a lot of people, there was programming that I received from my parents that weren't necessarily for my best and highest good. So I did a lot of work with myself, and I said, gosh, this works so well for me that I have got to share this with others. You know, so I stopped working what I was doing, and I just became fully engrossed in this and helping other people. And it just brings me so much fulfillment to see how they have shifted, and the emails I get and the testimonials and the letters I get. It's just so, I don't know who's happier, they or me, because it's just so fulfilling to see other people achieve their goals and live to their potential and stop struggling.
Okay, we have Carla. Welcome to the show, Carla.
Thank you.
My name is Laura.
Yeah, Laura, this is Carla that I told you about. And listeners, this is a friend and longtime listener, and I basically, you know, kind of grabbed her as the guinea pig to to go ahead and try all this stuff on besides me. And so what we're going to do is Laura's going to take her through a couple clearings and reprogrammings, and then Carla, you can tell us how that feels.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Hi, Carla.
Okay.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous. What can I do? What would you like to shift? What's going on?
I've been working hard for a long, long time. In fact, a lot of the same things that what you guys were talking about earlier, and one of the things that I would really like to change or shift is I'd like to be able to start making money. I've been working I've been working on trading for a very long time, and I just, in the beginning, I was doing pretty decent. It's, you know, I had a little bit of success, no bragging rights, but I was holding my own, and then all of a sudden, I just got to a point where I'm not even trading anymore. In fact, I've stopped about 4 years ago. I just got to the point where I got a deep, I would sit there in front of the screen and I would just go blank, and I learned how to trade with live money, and I did that for a long time, and then I got to the point where I couldn't even click for a demo trade, and I would sit in front of the screen and I'd get this thick lump in my throat, and I just felt like I just had no energy. I was drained and physically, mentally, emotionally exhausted. And it's like I've done everything I knew. You know, I you know, would model and mirror people. I was working on this one project, and you know, with this one person, and it just it's like I almost felt like I did better on my own than with a coaching program. You know, I even went into a coaching program, and it's like the longer it went, it just got worse. So, and I just got to the point where it was something I really loved doing. I would spend hours on it, and the time would just fly. And it's like I couldn't get enough of it. It was something I felt like that's what I was made to do, is you know, as far as a vehicle to be able to take care of myself financially, to the point where, you know, I haven't even done anything with it since late 2008, 2009.
So it's definitely not a problem on, like, not enjoying your work, because you said you loved it. So I'm not even going to go to, well, maybe this isn't your path, because if you truly loved it, then there's something blocking it that's not something that, you know, okay, I don't like what I'm doing. That's not the blockage. So let me ask you a quick question. What were your parents' views on money when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh, it's almost like you guys were talking about me. You're bad if you like, you're bad to have money. How dare you? Why don't you just be happy with what you got? You mean to tell me you're not happy with getting the little crumbs that you get? You know, how dare you? And they were mentally, emotionally, you know, abusive with that. And in fact, they did everything they could to sabotage me. They did not want me to succeed. That's a big long story in itself, but you know, be thankful for what you got. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, and every statement you guys made earlier, and then a whole lot. And the thing with the subconscious, with before you were 8 years old, my mother's family was extremely abusive to me. I knew when I was 2 years old that they hated me. You know, and...
I can't wait to work with you. Okay, since we don't have time, too much time, would you like to just focus on something about money? But also, you need to... I'm really sensing that there wasn't enough love that you received when you were a child, and that when you, as you get older, you really feel the absence of it. And of course, you're not going to love yourself. Other people, you know, and how are other people going to love you if you don't love yourself and just been loved? And you're going to have to go through some forgiveness for your, you know, with your parents with regards of not giving you the love that you needed. We definitely have to do some work around that, because you don't want to hold on to that resentment and anger, because that will lead to illness. And a lot of my cancer patients are holding on to a lot of anger and resentment, and it just eats away at your body just like the cancer. And the first thing I ask them, you know, is there anyone you need to forgive? Like, you don't know. And then they start talking about it, and then one by one we forgive these people, and they start. It helps bring your balance into a state of homeostasis so that you can heal. When all this negative energy and all this tension and anger and resentment is in your body, it's just not good for you, and starts coming out in illnesses. So, but we'll get to that. I'd love to have a session with you so we can work on that. But did they make you feel worthless? Were they critical?
Yeah, and I just didn't have it with them. I had it with my husband's family, and they were like 10 times more abusive.
Mm.
So, you know, I basically had a double whammy, you know, between both sides.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was able to hold my own until I got in a real bad car accident where I I wasn't just fighting that, and then I had to fight the physical stuff. And I've spent most of my time, I've spent a lot of my time the last 15 years trying to improve my skill sets with different things and trying to get through everything. And then one of my biggest things since I've been an adult is I want to be able to take care of myself financially, you know, because I have financial obligations just like everybody else. I have dreams and aspirations just like everybody else, and you know, and I'm far from being stupid. You know, my first 3 years of school, I was, you know, when I went to school, I would get A's. You know, I used to have a photogenic memory. The only reason why I didn't get a 4.0 is because the teacher would throw in something in the book, and I didn't even open up the book. I just did everything by memorization. So I was a B student.
So with them being so critical of you, you probably got the belief of as a little girl that I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't deserve this. So you can go ahead and check those things, because obviously you're a smart woman and you love what you do, so why aren't you making money? Either you don't feel worthy of it, it's not safe. Some people feel it's not safe to have money because the government will take it away or whatever. Maybe you're on some level you don't feel that you're allowed to have money. That tends to come in when parents are really, really strict, that whole allow thing. Or it is that you have a right to have money. So why don't I go ahead or that you're capable of making money and supporting yourself. So why don't we try that one? I am capable of making money and supporting myself. Do you want to change that or add something like lots of money or an abundance of money?
I'm looking to go to make a lot of money. You know, I'm looking to make like six figures a month.
Okay. I'm capable of making six figures.
I'm sorry, what, please?
And up. So you said you're comfortable with six figures and up?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So let's just see. We'll muscle test and see if you feel that you're capable of it.
Okay.
Okay. This segregation, let me just double check. My name is Carla. Excellent. My name is Laura. No. Okay. I am capable of earning six figures a year.
No, a month.
Oh, a month. Okay, sorry. I thought you said end up. Okay, a month. Okay.
Yeah, even more better.
Yeah, girl, no limits. Absolutely. Okay, so I'm capable of earning six figures a month. Let's try that one. I am capable of earning figures. Okay, that's not as strong as I'd like it to be, but let's check some other ones. I have a feeling other ones would be a little more weaker. Okay. I deserve to make six figures. Okay, that's 100% no. I am worthy of making six figures a month. Big no. It is safe for me to earn six figures a month. No. I am allowed to earn six figures a month. That's fine. You're okay with that. I allow myself to earn six figures a month. That's fine. It is my right. Six figures a month. Okay, so that's week two. So here we are. You don't feel safe. You don't feel worthy. And you don't feel that you have a right. So how on earth are you going to make six figures a month? It's not going to happen. So we're going to go in there, reprogram that subconscious mind of yours and tell it, yes, I am worthy. I am. It is my right, and it is safe. Yeah, let me just write some notes down. Safe, worthy, deserve, right. Okay. To save first, because that's a big one. A lot of people. Okay, it is safe for me to earn 6 figures a month. Safe for me to earn a salary of 6 figures a month. Okay, you want to be real specific there. Big no. It is safe and appropriate to balance for this goal now. Yes. Goal needs a vac to the future. Yes. Okay, there's that clarification back. So either we need to be a little more specific. Maybe your subconscious mind is saying, well, what's 6 figures? So let's be real specific here and say exactly, it's safe to earn what? What's a good figure that you feel comfortable with?
It is safe to earn $100,000 per week.
Week. Ooh, excellent. Okay. It's safe for me to earn $1,000.
No, $100,000.
Sorry. It is safe for me to earn. It is safe for me to earn $100,000 per week. No, it is safe and appropriate to balance for this goal now. Yes, this goal needs a back future. No. So we just clarified it. There's another way of doing a back where we actually go through visual, auditory, and kinesthetic things, like what will you see in your life? What will you hear people saying about you? What will you be saying about yourself? And how will you feel? But since we clarified it, like, right at the beginning, we're going to go right into one of the other two balances. Every part of this system is ready, willing, and able to balance for this goal using the new direction balance. Yes. I'm just going to check the other one as well. Using the resolution balance. No. Okay. So your higher self said, this is the one for me. So I'm going to go ahead and crisscross my ankles in one direction, left, and then the other. Okay, Carla, place your right ankle over your left.
Okay.
Now I'm going to hold out my wrist in front of me. One on top of the other, and then switch. Okay. Carla, go ahead and place your left wrist on top of your right wrist. It will change according to the statement. They're not always going to be in the same direction. It changes with regards to the statement. So left wrist on top of the right. Go ahead and drop your hands, interlock your fingers, and place your arms on your left. Go ahead and close your eyes and repeat to yourself silently, it is safe for me to earn $100,000 per week, over and over, until you feel that physical, mental, emotional shift. This of that. And what I mean by a shift is some people tend to relax. They'll drop their shoulders. They sigh. You may feel your back sink into the couch. You may yawn. I'm a yawner when I shift. So if you hear me yawning, that's just me shifting on the end. All right, so go ahead and close your eyes now and repeat that statement over and over until you feel a subtle shift. Repeating this, Carla. Well, I'm going to go ahead and muscle test that statement and see if it is now strong. Process is complete. Good. I got a big yes. It is safe for me to earn $100,000 per week. Okay, so we were able to reprogram that statement. It is her new belief, but we still do have to work with worthy and my right and deserving. So I hope I get to work with you, Carla, so that we can clear those blockages so that you could earn the money that you so deserve.
Awesome. Well, I think they might have cut Carla off because they thought we were done, you know, because when the air goes dead, it's usually over.
Well, please do tell Carla that it did shift.
Yeah, I will. I'll write her right after the show. Thank you for being on the show, Laura. And I'm going to call you right after the show, too, because I wanted to ask you something. And
okay.
Thank you so much for being on. Would you please give out your contact information real quick?
Sure. You can contact me at positiveperception.net. That's my website. And my phone number is 928-301-2043.
And Laura has a special on now till the end of June, right?
Yes, the end of June, $99 per hour. And that's for all your sessions, not just the first one. And my email is lauralangstrand@yahoo.com. LangStrand.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a great pleasure. And, you know, I love this stuff. And I do want to have you on again at the end of the month if you have some time. Or, you know, we'll do other sessions, you know, on the radio, too. So thank you so much for being on.
Thanks.
Listeners, thank you for listening. The show has been brought to you by starlights.com and by alternativecancer.us. And please do check them out. Thank you.
Thanks.
And as
Thanks,
usual,
Valerie.
Until, oh, yeah, you're welcome. As usual, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.